Yeah, that's Samachayim Beis, a new parak. Mishnah says, Mitzias Isha, when an Isha finds something, Umaisia there, if she works, the money that she makes, is Labayla goes to her husband. V'Yerushasa, where Sarashi has two pshat, and Madika pshat, he says the first pshat, when she yashin something from her father, let's say her father dies and she's the only one, the daughter, she yashins her father, Salachar is, Hu Eicho Peres Bachayeha. Even though she owns it, the carry and the capital belongs to her, but the husband has a right to eat the peris, who eicho peris b'chayiho. Calls the man, she's alive, he eats the peris. That means whatever grows out of it, he's allowed to plant in this karka and eat the peris. But shaso pagoma, if somebody hits her and gives his wife a busha, embarrasses his wife, or pagoma, if somebody hits her, makes the pagam, she's not worth so much, and nezek b'chavoloh, the money goes to her. What you ruined her, it's her money, not her husband's. It depends. If the wound is a hidden place and not everybody sees it, then we say, she gets 2/3 of the pagam. Let's say they made it worth less $100. So she gets 2/3 of the 100, and the husband only gets 1/3 of the money, of the hezek. Let's say what happened to her, they punched out her eye or they hurt her nose, they did something that everybody could see it, then we say the husband gets 2/3 of the nezik, goes to the husband, and she only gets 1/3 of the hezik that happened to her. Now, the money that goes to the husband, that's his money, he takes it, and he can do whatever he wants with it. But the money that goes to her, somebody gave her hezik, somebody was matika. So either 2/3 or 1/3 goes to her. Her money is yikach bem karka. She has to buy property with it. Vuaycha peris. And the husband eats the peris out of it. Like we had before, any nechosim that belongs to the wife. So the husband has the right to eat the peris. Means he could plow and plant on the ground. And what comes out goes to the husband. We'll explain in the Mishnah why the halacha is like this. Now the Gemara says, "My kamashim, what's the chiddush of our mission here? That the mitzias and the maisi there go to the husband. Tanini, we learned it already one time. We learned before that av zaka bebita b'kedushah b'kesav shtavabia. A father can marry off his daughter when she's a katana, or when she's a nara, and the kedushin of the kesav shtavabia. The father is the owner of his daughter, and they get the kedushin, whether it's with kesav shtav with bia." And Zakoi b'mitziyosa, if a Nara or a Ketana finds something, goes to the father. Uvamaisiyo there, when she works, the money goes to the father. Uvaforos nedoreh, if she makes a neder, the father can be made for it. Mekabalas gita v'yeinu v'aycha peres b'chayeho. Who are then the husband who gives the get? If the father married her off when she's a Ketana, so the father could also accept the get. But v'yeinu v'aycha peres b'chayeho, in the case where she owns some property, then the father does not eat the peres when she's alive. Ma'ashen ke nisseis, when the girl gets married, nisseis, when she has nisuyin, then yes, the role of habal. So the husband has more powers over his wife than the father does. Shuaycho peres b'chayeho, that a husband eats the peres of the character, the property that belongs to her. If she owns a field, the husband has the right to plow and plant there, and what grows out of it goes to the husband. So we learned already before that the baal is zeicha b'mitzias or ma'isyodeh, that the husband gets more than the father. So what do we need our Mishnah for? So Gemara says, "Boy shaso pugam itzruch lo." The chiddush of our Mishnah is enechnami is the seifa. If somebody embarrasses your wife, or somebody pugam hits her and makes her she's not worth as much anymore, you have a hezek. Somebody was mazika. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That plukta itzrochlo and plukta the Yehuda ben Maseir Rabbanin, the machlokes Yehuda ben Maseir and the Rabbanin, whether all the boishes of the begam goes to her. That's what the Rabbanin say, and the Yehuda makes a difference. Yehuda ben Maseir, that if it's beseiser or begolu, he makes a difference. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Who gets the money for her boishes or her begam? Mora says Tony Tona Kaimi the Rava. A Tana learnt in front of Rava that mitzius ishaliatzma. That not like our Mishnah, that when an Isha finds a Mitzia, it goes to herself. Our Mishnah says Mitzia Isha goes to the husband. And here the Brisa says, no, Mitzia Isha Liatzma. Rabbi Kiva Vaimila Baila. Rabbi Kiva says like our Mishnah, when a wife finds something, she has to give it to her husband. So, Omale, Rava asked back to this Tana. Hashto, I have a kashta. How could you say Rabbi Kiva says the mitziyas go to the husband? Oma hadofa. Madach, when Anisha works and she makes extra money, the maise yodehi, it's really work that she did. And Omar Kiva, Kiva says, liatzma, it belongs to herself, she has a right to keep it. Is mitziyasa lakoshrein? Shouldn't for sure Rabbi Kiva hold that a mitziyah, when Anisha finds something, she should keep it and not have to give it to her husband? And Rashi says, the maise yodehi, this is a swear to say whatever she makes, should have, the money should have to go to her husband because her husband feeds her. Still, Rabbi Kiva says, when she makes more than she has to, she keeps it. So for sure, Metziah, when she finds something, she should also keep it. Tetnan, because we learned like this, Tetnan, Koy name Shani Yoslapicha, if Anisha makes a Nisa Neda, that whatever she makes should be Yosa to her husband. Her husband can't have any enjoyment from it. So Tanakama says, "Ain't a circle heifer." The husband does not have to know the neder because it's not chal, because she's meshubit. She has to work for her husband anyway. Rabbi Kiva Roy Meyefer, no, the husband has to be meyefer. Get rid of that neder. Why? Shema tadafol of yesem in a royal law. Maybe she'll make more money than she has to give to you, and the extra money that she makes, that she's allowed to keep. So therefore, if she makes a neder, the neder is chal on the extra money. The husband can't have enjoyment from. So you see clearly the extra money that she makes goes to herself and not to her husband. So how come you're telling me Rabbi Kiva says the mitzias go to the husband? So Moshe Nechnami, Ela Eipach, you have to change it around like this. Mitzias Isha Labayla. That's what the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama is like our Mishnah. That when Anisha finds something, she has to give it to her husband. Rabbi Kiva, Reimen Oliyatz. Rabbi Kiva is the one that says if she finds something, she herself is allowed to keep it. Now, when Ravin came, Omer Rabbi Yechon said like this, it depends how she makes this extra money. If it's not adiyat chak, means it's easier for her to make money. She makes the extra money very easily. She doesn't have to work extra hard for it, but it comes easy. Like she knows how she has a good profession. She knows how to do melecha. So then everybody agrees the extra money goes to the husband also. Keep pligu, where's the machlekes b'hadofa shaydeat chak, where she works extra hard to make her extra money. That's where the machlekes is. Tanakama sabal abayla. Tanakama says, even so, even though she's working extra hard to get her extra money, still it goes to the husband. And on this, Rabbi Kiva sabal oliyatzma. Here Rabbi Kiva says, that since she has to work extra hard, the extra money that she makes this way goes to herself. So, the kasher is that Mitzias, when she finds something, so why do we say it goes to herself? The chur, it's something that does easy, it should have to go to the husband, even according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara says, Omer Apopo, Mitziyosa ki adofa sheadiat chak adami, no, hatayya Mitzias, that when Anisha finds something, it's also a hard thing to do. Because usually when you find a Mitzias, you have to take care of it. You have to go and try and give it back. So before you can keep it, it's not so easy before the Bailam is Miyayish, gives up. So maybe you work pretty hard for it. So that's why Rabbi Kiva says she's allowed to keep it. And that's what Papa's answering. Papa, Mitzias is also kahadofa shaydeat chak dummy. It's like when she makes extra money when she works hard for it. And therefore, Plukta Rabbi Kiva Rabbanin. Therefore, it's told in the Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanin that something she works hard for, Rabbi Kiva says she keeps it. And the Rabbanin say, no, even so, still it goes back to the husband. Boy, Papa asks a question like this. Also, solo shtayim b'vasachas. Let's say she could do two jobs at one time. She's easy. She works well. Mahu, what's the luck of such a case? Does she keep the extra money or not? Boy, Ravina, shloisher dalam b'vasachas. Mahu, same thing. Teiku. So Rashi says shtayim sholos rabba b'vasachas. It means shemeres kishuyim. She could watch the cucumbers, the tovi pishtim. She could spin the flax. Omelamed the shilo nashim. She knows how to teach music. She knows how to warm up the eggs of the worms that they make silk from. So Kit says she knows how to do a few jobs at one time, but each one by itself is easy. And she could do them all at one time. Is that called that it chak dummy that it goes to her, or is it called not like that? Since Lamaisha, she knows how to do all this work, Maybe for it's called easy that according to everybody the money goes to the husband, or else no, since Lamaisa, even though each one is easy, but since she's doing all four of them, that's a hard work, and therefore the money goes to herself according to Rabbi Akiva, we're obliged by Teiku. Then Boishasa Pagam. So the Machlekes in the Mishnah, when somebody embarrasses your wife, or somebody hits your wife and makes the Pagam, makes the valuation less, who gets the money? Maskevlo Rovo, Bar Rav Chanan. Elo Mayat, like what's the pshat in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, that he says the husband gets some of the money. Why should the money go to the husband? If somebody embarrassed the wife, why does the money go to the husband? Maskevlo Rovo, Bar Rav Chanan, Elo Mayat, Bayis Susasa Shechaveroi, Hochinami, Deboi, Lemason Lei. If you Mavayis somebody's horse, so you have to pay the owner for the busha, Luchura, the busha to the horse, not to the owner. Here also, the bush of embarrassment is to the wife and not to the husband. Why does the husband get the money? So first of all, what kind of question is this? So what are you asking me? Anyway, there's a horse. How can you embarrass a horse? There's no way to embarrass a horse. Horse has no embarrassment. So what are you asking me? Eli meant to say like this. What would be in the case of rokak bedigdei shechaveri? Let's say you spit at somebody's clothing. So you want to say you have to pay boishes to the person because you embarrassed his clothing? Like, you didn't spit at the person. You only spit at his clothing and you didn't ruin it. You just embarrassed it. So if you embarrass somebody's clothing, you want to say you have to pay the person? So Moshe says, hey, what are you talking about? Here also you want to say you have to pay boishes? The Moshe says, maybe yes. If you're a we learn like this. Rokak, if somebody spits at you, Vegia boy haroik, and the spit reaches you, or else the para roish isha, if somebody pulls off uncovers the hair of a lady, Vehever talis menu, as you take off a talis, his chayiv little ayaba meyazuz. There's such a busha for this that you have to pay your 400 zuz for that. It's tremendous embarrassment if you spit and the spit hit him, or else you took off a hair, the cover for hair, or took off a talis. You have to pay for the embarrassment $400. And on this, v'yomer ha'popol o'shonu el boy. Only if the spit hit the person himself. Av v'bigdai potter. But if you only spit on somebody's clothing, so then you potter to get like the embarrassment was to the clothing and not to the person. So you don't have to pay for embarrassment. So kashi here also, l'chura, that when you spit on somebody's wife, why do you have to pay the husband? Chur, it's not his embarrassment. The embarrassment is to the lady. She should get the money. So Marcel write this. The big day less plays looser. One time I'll tell you is the same thing. A beged has no embarrassment. Mashenken ish doy is lazy looser. But somebody spits at your wife, so your wife, Lamaisa, does have embarrassment. Therefore, since there's embarrassment to your wife, therefore the money goes to the husband. But still, Omele Ravina Ravashi, Elamayatif, so, Bayish Oni Ben Tovim. If somebody embarrasses a poor person, that Ben Tovim is the son of a very chashva person. The Islay is the Lusa, Lakula B'nai Mishpacha. So the whole Mishpacha is very embarrassed about it. Even though for this only this poor person, for he himself, there's not such embarrassment. But since he comes from such a big noble family, the whole family has a very big embarrassment. So Ochinami the boy Lumesav Lubosha the whole B'nai Mishpacha. You want to tell me in such a case if you spit at one brother and all the other brothers get embarrassed because of that, you have to pay the money to all the other brothers? The Churanat? You have to pay the money to the person that you embarrassed, not to the other people that get embarrassment from it. So also, somebody spits at a wife, why do you have to pay the husband the bushes for? Malay answers back like this is maskana. Terence is like this. Malay said to him, "Ho some lav gufayu." Over there when you spit on one brother, the other brothers, their embarrassment, it's not an embarrassment in their body. It's not the gufay. The brother are two different people. Ho though, by your own wife though, the story is, ishtoi gufay heavy. The svara, your wife is like you. Therefore, if somebody spits at your wife, it's like he embarrassed you. And that's why the Mishnah says that the money goes to the husband. That's why here the busha, the money to make bushes, goes to the husband. Now the Mishnah says like this. Ha poisik moyis lechosnei. When you're marrying off your daughter, and the shver, the father-in-law, makes up a certain amount of money that he's going to give to his son-in-law. He is poisik, he made up a skum, $100,000 he's going to give to his son-in-law. Umeis, and then he died. So Loch was like, Umeis Chasna, his son-in-law died. And they were married already, and then he died. He died before Nisuyin. is Omer Chom, the Chom said, Mashmi, even though there's another brother, and there's a mitzvah Yibum, and even though the second brother marries says Niyabimah, so Shver, the father can still say, Yochulu Shayimer, Liyachicha Yisraitza, I liked your brother. Him I was nicha to give the $100,000 to. But he actually tain, but you, I don't like you. So Shver could say that. So therefore, if the brother-in-law, the son, his son-in-law dies, and now the other brother marries his daughter, then Shver has the right to say, nothing doing to you, I didn't promise the money, I'm not going to give you the money. My shame came when a Shver promises or gives his son-in-law money, he has to give it, he can't get out of it. Here's the Chiddush though, that since your son-in-law died, and now the one that's there is the Yavam, the brother, you have a right to say to you, I never wanted to give so much money. And we'll see the Chiddush in the Gemara, even though one's a Talmid Chacham, one's not, he has the right to say, I don't like you as much as the other one, to you I don't want to give the money.
When did he say he would give the
money to the first son? That's what we're here for. Usually by Nisuin it happens. Yeah. Posko, Mavaita, Posko lahach nisloi elev dinner. Let's say the Shver said he's going to give the daughter money that she's going to bring into her husband. Elev dinner, 1,000 dinner. Posko lahach nisloi, she made up that she's going to give to her husband 1,000 dinarin. The locher is, who poise kinegdon chomesh asara mona. He asked to put into the ksuba that he received 15 mona, which is really a third more. Elev dinrin is only like 10 mona. So you have to make 15, you have to add on another third to it. Or really half, and add on, it comes a third, that's called a third, milabar. Rashi says, who price to connect and tesva of mona, shlish yaiser, a third more, yekabla malav lifta b'ksuba. When your wife brings in a 1,000 dinar, so you have to write in the ksuba as if you received 15 mana, which is a third more than that. Shlishi yaisi kavam ala vitha b'ksuba. Levat taisa shu maisa lafisha mestake bem elev dinner hain asara mana. Because if she brings in 1,000 dinar, which is 10 mana, you're going to do a lot of business with that money. You're going to gain a lot. And therefore to you it's like she gave you 15. So therefore in the ksuba you have to write down that you received in the dunya from your wife 15 mona, even though she only gave you 10 mona, but if she brings in cash, she brings in 1,000 dinar, which is 10 mona, you have to write in the ksuba as if you receive from her 15 mona. Vaito kineged hashum. Let's say she doesn't bring in cash, but she brings in utensils, she brings in stuff that's worth money. We have to, shuma means you have to shat up, you have to see how, you have to value it. They give the evaluation how much it's worth. So kineged hashum, if she brings in stuff that's valued up to 1,000 dinar, is poiseg poches chaimish. You should know when he writes down in the ksuba, he has the right to write a fifth less. So Rashi says like this: So kineged hashum, in bo chosun lichtoiv kabolalo kineged elav dinar shel shum. If she brings in clothing and stuff that the bezdin evaluated it to be worth 1,000 dinar. So when he writes down in the ksuba, he only has to write 800. He has to take off a fifth. And the reason is, because when Bezdin evaluates it, they always add on an extra fifth. To make it look nice, the kala, in the eyes of the husband, they always want a Bezdin add on to the kala's evaluation, another fifth. So therefore, it's considered like she brings in 1,000 dinarin worth of stuff, but really, really, it's only worth 800. So when he writes down in the ksuba how much he received from her, he only has to write down 800. He's poiches chaimish. Shum b'mono, let's say they evaluate it to be worth a mono, for a shop a mono, and really it's worth a mono. Let's say no monkey business. They didn't tell her an extra fifth. But it was really worth a mono. Ezein lo yela mono, and a chanami, then he has to write down in the ksuba that he received the mono from her. That though we say he takes off a fifth, that's because usually Bezdin adds on a fifth to what they value her stuff. But if the valuation is really right, it's really worth the mana, then you write down in the ksuba that you received the mana from your wife. Shum b'mana, in the case where the valuation was the mana, he noisena, she has to give shloishim v'yechot sela v'dinner. That's how much she has to really give. In other words, that's a fifth less. Uviyar b'meis, and when she says she's going to give 400, the valuation of $400, is he nasenis chameshmeis. Really considered like she's giving 500. Like we just said, trashi shum shekibla of lichtav arba meis. If you want to write in the ksuba that she received, that she gave you 400, hina senes chameshmeis. The fishuma saniyotim sham. Like we just learned, that is always an extra fifth. So if she gets a document from Beis Din, the stuff that she's bringing into her husband is worth 500, then l'mayis in the ksuba, the husband writes down he received the value of 400 from his wife. Because when Beis Din evaluates the things that she's bringing in, they always add on to it a fifth to make it look nice. But when the husband goes to write it down in the ksuba, he takes off the fifth. So therefore, if it's written down 400, she has to bring in stuff that was worth 500. Chomish meis. Now, ma'ashe chosin poisik hu poisik posa chomish. That's the ezra. What the chosin, trashuk ukushe chosin poisik, rashavim shomu heim, tchila, v'ichnis loi ben shum koton ben shum godol. Yesu kaisa b'shtar pochis chomish, marforish lo lomuli kolani. And this is what we just learned, that when the chosin writes down in the ksuba, he takes off a fifth from what it was said to be worth. Like we just learned, if it was said to be worth a 500, he writes down the nitzuba, he received 400 from her. For the Matana Rabbanan, look at the price like this. Ein tzarech loyma risha and tamachachim. In the first case again, where the shver, the father-in-law, wrote to his son-in-law, I'm going to give you $10,000. And then the son-in-law died. He died before the nisuyim, before he gave over the money to him. And now there was a mitzvah yibum, so the chosin's brother, the brother-in-law, the brother married her now. So the Mishnah says, the father-in-law has the right to say to the second brother, I don't want to give the money. So Mora said like this, ain't so you don't have to tell me. In the case, Rishon Tamachachim Mishani Yamoritz. That's Pshita. The first one was a Choshever one. So we understand the father-in-law very good. He only meant to give the money to a Choshever Tamachachim, but not to the other brother that's an Amoritz. But the Chiddush is, Ela Afilu Rishon Amoritz. Even where the first brother, the one he said is giving $1,000, was an Amoritz. V'sheni Talmud Chacham. And the second brother now is a bigger Talmud, is a Talmud Chacham. So I would have thought now for sure the father-in-law has to give him the same amount of money. Still the Mishnah says no. That Yochol Leima, the father-in-law could say, L'yachicha Yisraitz Yishnel, to your brother, even though he was an Amoritz I liked. Him I wanted to give all the money. But Reitz Alitain. But to you, even though you're Talmud Chacham, I don't like you. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The father has a right to say that. That he only meant to give the money to the other brother and not to you. Again, so the Mishnah repeats it two times. That when she brings in the value of $1,000, 1,000 dinarin, the husband writes in the ksuba, you only receive 800 dinarin. Because Beis Din always values her stuff an extra fifth. So when he writes it in the ksuba, he takes off a fifth. But the Gemara, Hainu Reisha, the Seif and the Reisha saying the exact same thing. Why have two cases for in the Mishnah? The Gemara says, no. Tana Shuna Rabba, Oktani Shuma Zuta. We want to say in a big case, a big sum of money, and in a small sum of money. And Tana Shuma Didei, Oktani Shuma Dida. There's no difference whether Beis Din values it for her, or whether Beis Din values it for him. In both cases, the same halacha. Trash Shuma Dida means, Heichad Oktani Hina Senis. Shukasa Vaksuba Kodim Shibashum, Vyashim Vyasai, Hukravim, Shaman Isan Yev, Chosin, Paisik Tanatan, Trezim, Nahoda Shumarabu, Chodashumazutta. Mean matter who evaluated the money, whether it was done by her before they wrote the Ksuba, or whether evaluating it now for him, that's why the Mishnah says the case, two cases. But it has the exact same halacha, that when they evaluate the stuff, usually they do it to add on a fifth, to make it look nice that the kala is bringing a lot of money into a chosin, but really it's a fifth less. So when the husband writes down in the ksuba how much he received from his wife, he writes down one fifth less. Let me show like this: posko lahachnis loik sofim selo. Posko lahachnis loik sofim. Rashi Shemuchonim Lisker Miyad. She brings in money. Poskal Achnas Loik Sofim, when she brings in money. Sela is Nasa Shisha Dinrin. The husband has to write down in the Ksuba that he received 6 Dinrin. Now a Sela is only worth 4 Dinrin. This is the Mishnah we had before. That if she brings in Kish, he has to write down in the Ksuba he received a third more than that. So if she brings in a seller, which is only 4 dinrin, he has to write down a half of 4 is 2, so he has to add on 2 to the 4, 6. That's called the third malabar. He has to write down that you receive 6 dinrin from your wife. Because when you get cash from her, you could do business with it, and you'll gain another half on it. So it's sinned like she gave you 6 dinrin. That was the mishnah before. Ha'chosin kabal olav asora dinrin lekupa lechol mono mono. For every mono of money that she brings into you, you have to set aside 10 dinrin for kupa. Special money. We'll soon see what it's for, because she should buy a perfume with it. But for every mono that she brings in, you have to set aside 10 dinrin. For every 100, you have to set aside 10. Can't say exactly how much you set aside. Depends what the minig is, how much perfume, how much makeup you give your wife. We'll soon see. So the Gemara, Hainu poise kenegdom chamisha saramono. The Chura Sam Kasha, the Mishnah before says, if she brings in 10 mono, so you have to write down that you receive 15. And now the Mishnah says the same thing over again. That if she gives you a seller, you have to write down Shisha Dinrin, it's a third more. So what do we have two Mishnayos in for? A big sum and a small sum. It's the same Svara. That some cash that she brings in for a present, the husband has to write down one third more in the Ksuba. Because he'll do business with that money and he'll gain on the deal. So it's like this. Tana Iska Rabba. The Mishnah before wanted to say when she brings in a large sum of money, you could do a big deal with it. A bigger business deal. V'tani iska zut, and now Mishnah says the same halach applies, even if she brings in a small amount of money. Hutzricha, I need both Mishnayasin. D'tani iska rabba, only with the Mishnah before when she brings you in $1,000. T'nofesh ravcha. There you're going to make a lot of money. So maybe there the Rabbanit said you have to write in the ksub as if you received a third more from her. She gives you $1,000, you have to write 1,500 in it. But iska zut, if she only gives you $1 maybe, to zut ravcha, you're not going to make that much money with it. Eimalai. Maybe you don't have to write down that you owe $1.50. When she brings in a small amount of money, you can't make that much profit. Maybe you don't have to add the third. Tzricha need the chiddush. V'yashmin iska zuta, so just say this last Mishnah. If I would only hear if she brings in a seller, 4 dinrin, that you have to write that you receive 6 dinrin, I would have thought like this. The zuta is a yuna, like the achrayis, and it's not such a hard thing to take care of it. Rashi Yitzia of achrayis. There's not that much responsibility about a small business deal. And there's not big iska. It's not too much work to do. So there may be, like you can make a fast buck. So there you have to add on an extra third. Aval iska rabba, when she gives you a lot of money, to nuff is you, it's a big deal to take care of it. It's a big responsibility to take care of the money. Maybe a malay, maybe then you don't have to add to her an extra third. Tzricha. That's why I need both Mishnayos to me. For in here, even a big deal, even a small deal is the same halacha. When she brings in cash, when she gives you a present, when you first get married, you have to write it in the ksuba that she gave to you one third more. Then the Mishnah says, Achosin mekabalola basara din lakupa. For every mana that she brings in, you have to give her back a dinner, 10 dinrin lakupa. For a kupa, a basket. But tomorrow, my kupa, what kind of basket do you have to give her? Omer Rav Ashi, kupa shel b'samim. Means you have to give her back money to buy a basket of perfume. She has to have her money to buy perfume. The Omer Rav Ashi, l'nemru dvor malolu elav Yerushalayim. This is only said in Yerushalayim. So Rashi, you know, hegis, let's kashik the b'samim. Because there was a shchiyah that the ladies used to walk around with a lot of perfume, a lot of b'samim. So therefore there the ladies needed it. So therefore there you have to set aside a kupa for b'samim. Boy Rav Ashi, when you say for every money she brings in, you have to write, put aside 10 dinrin, what kind of money does it mean? Hanisha means for the value that Bezdin said she's bringing in, which is a fifth more than it's really worth, or the money hamaskabel, or else you go bust of the money, actual money that the husband is really receiving, which is a fifth less. So when you have to give 10% off from the valuation that Bezdin says, or from the real valuation that the husband writes in Iksuba. And in Timslam, if you want to tell me, Monham is Kabbal, it's called a Kula, and you only have to give a 10% of what really you received, that's all. The Shalar is, though, Yom Rishon, do you have to give it to her only the first day you got married? Or Kol Yom B'Yom, maybe every single day in the first week, maybe you have to give it to her. And in Timslam, Kol Yom B'Yom, if you want to tell me every single day, Shabbos Rishona, or Kol Shabbos for Shabbos, maybe only the first week you have to give her 7 times, the first week. But after that, not. Or maybe no, maybe every single week, for week after week, you have to keep on giving her these 10 dinarim to buy a perfume. And in Tim Slim, if you want to tell me, call Shabbos for Shabbos, every single week, Chodesh Rishon, maybe the first 4 weeks, the first 4 months, that first month, that's all. Or you call Chodesh for Chodesh, and maybe every single month of the year, you have to go through a whole month and keep on giving it to her.
All right, turn over.